Friday morning show, Macca's Fun Time with the Floozy, is brought to you by Personalise. We offer hire services for weddings, christenings, birthdays, corporate events, proms and balls. Personalise your special days. Call 01983 525 747.
There we are, that's The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. That is a real classic. Whenever you hear that, it gets you going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it thinking 1968 and we're still playing it. That's like 45 years old.
I wasn't born.
No, neither was I.
No.
And yet it stood the test of time.
Yeah, some do, don't they?
A Gloria Estefan before that.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
1, 2, 3. it's 15 minutes after 9, 9:15, quarter past 9, call it what you will. We're back. You were just telling me about it last week. You went off to the golf club, not to play golf.
To snowboard.
Snowboard golf. There's a new one. So you had fun then?
I did. I went with Jack and a couple of his mates and young Harry and Sid.
And Sid?
He's so daft, my dog. You know, like you throw a ball and obviously he jumps in the air and catches it. We were making snowballs and chucking him in the air. He was trying to catch it.
What a
and not understanding while it was disappearing.
Where's it gone?
There it is. Bless him.
Do you know what? I thought of you because I was interviewing Roger Pope. Now, Roger Pope used to be Elton John's drummer.
Yes, that's okay. Right, yeah.
Now, it was at the time, we're going back to the late 60s, early 70s, at the time when he changed his name from Reg to Elton.
So
I asked him, I said, look, how did you get over the fact, one day did you just call him Reg and then Elton? And he said, no, we called him Sid.
Sid?
And at that moment, in time, your dog's face popped into my head and I had to pull my fader down, my microphone down, and stop myself from laughing.
It's a good name, Sid, though, don't you think?
Yeah. No, Sid's great. Sid's a good name.
His Sunday name's Sydney.
Sydney. Does he wear a Sunday vest and a bow tie?
Of course.
Of course he does. I bet he has his little... He puts his paws up on the table for, you know, file his little nails.
His little nails. He's got some little booties to put on when the weather's horrible.
Oh, that's a vision. I'll tell you what, there's a cartoon there.
Yes.
There. What do we got then?
Hey, you've got a very legal, real reason to have a whiskey tonight.
Really?
It's Burns night.
Oh, right, yeah.
So Burns you can have night. Your neats and tatties and all that.
And being a Mac.
Aye.
I ain't got any Scottish blood in me.
But anything for it. No excuse, eh? Do you know what haggis is made of?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Sure they've had their breakfast out there by now. It's made of heart, liver and lungs of a sheep and it's cooked with onion, oatmeal, suet, spices, salt and stock. And then obviously it's made in the sheep's...
That's why you have the stomach lining of it. Yeah. It doesn't sound very nice, does it?
Doesn't.
I must admit. But I can have a whiskey to wash it all down with.
It was the Romans originally that made haggis, apparently, not the Scots.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Interesting. What else have we got?
We have what men think about makeup. With women.
Oh, on women or
on women.
Cause, you know,
on women.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'm not women. Talking about women.
Not men. Not men.
Not men.
Women.
Oh, we've also got a film to tell you about. If
oh,
doing
yes. I'm making a note of that.
What was it?
We stumbled upon this. We've got to tell you about that a little bit later.
We will. How much TV do we watch? I want to talk about that.
TV, right.
Funny news story. Odd one out. And do you remember the last time I was here? We were talking about things you collect.
Yes.
And I said, oh, I don't correct anything. Oh, yes, I do, I said. Hearts. And you made me go home and count them.
How many
do you think?
Well, we'll come back to that as well. Collections, hearts.
Oh, right, and it's National Opposite Day today.
Opposite?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, you do the opposite to what you do.
Is that like, are we talking like relationships? Or are we talking...
No, it's just one of those national funny days, and apparently it's National Opposite Day today.
Right, okay.
So you'll tell me intriguing. To do something and I'll do the opposite.
All right, okay.
This could work to your advantage.
Leave your clothes on for the minute, all right?
Oh, no, I won't.
The phone in as well, I'll tell you about that in a mo, and I've got a surprise for you as
ooh,
well.
Ooh, love surprises.
Something to make you laugh.
Good.
All right, something to make you laugh. It's 20 past 9, quick break, and then we'll come back with the Zootons.
Make a real difference. difference in 2013. It's time to order your stationery from Wave Office Supplies. WaveOfficeSupplies.co.uk.
Mornings on Vectis Radio.
There we are, the Zootons version of Valerie. It's 9:26.
Didn't like that.
No?
No, killing Amy Winehouse's.
You were talking to me halfway through, darling. You weren't really listening to it.
We were having a Dear Marjorie session, weren't we?
All right, have we got an odd one out now?
Yeah.
To do? All right, then, okay, because we never mentioned that before, did we?
I did.
Did you?
I did, Your Honour.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. I
wouldn't like you
attention.
As my witness. Here we go.
She was with me. No, I don't remember. Go on, then.
David Bowie. Just to be awkward.
Do you know what made me laugh last week? Shirley came in on Thursday and swore blind he had a glass eye. I said, you Wally. David Bowie hasn't got a glass eye. He's got one eye, different colour, and so on and so forth, but it ain't a glass eye.
He could look like a woman, though, couldn't he?
Oh, back in the 1970s.
I know, yeah. He did all the makeup and all that, but with a wig and stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what? People made such a big thing of this new record that he brought out last week.
His first one in 10 years.
And it was just a load of old wailing.
I haven't heard it.
It's blimmin' awful. It's depressing. I almost got the razor blades out yesterday. Yeah.
Who just still uses razor blades?
Well, I don't know.
No, who uses razor? No, they can't still be out there.
And I don't know how people let other people shave them. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Honestly, I'd want to do that. I wouldn't trust anybody else with a blade.
You mean go to the barbers and have one of those?
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. I'll tell you what. Just flashed into my head then. do you remember that program? My Name Is Earl.
Didn't watch it though.
I'll tell you what was funny as you like.
Really?
Obviously, Earl was the intelligent one, and then you had this guy Randy, who was his brother, who was about like 20.
Sounds like you and me then.
25 stone. Yeah. And he was a bit of a simpleton, and he wanted to get a job, you see. So he got a job shaving people. So they wheeled him at this hospital.
Dodgy.
At the hospital. He didn't, you know, he didn't put two and two together. They wheeled him into this room, and they said, right, okay, here's your first shave. Mm. So there was this big fat bloke there with a beard, okay, and then they took away
Well, he would have a beard if he couldn't have a shave.
No, then they took away the blanket and they said, right, there you go.
That's, oh, it's not
that's
the top
the
end.
You've got
it's
a
the
shave.
Bottom end. Ooh, nice.
And the guy passed out.
I'm sure. Next one.
Go on.
Trevor Howard.
Trevor Howard?
Mm.
Who's Trevor Howard then?
Come on. Massive actor. I mean, he's no longer with us.
Is his
Brief
name Trevor
Encounter.
Howard? Or Frankie Howard?
No, Trevor Howard.
I've never heard of Trevor Howard.
Oh, for God's sake. Brief Encounter, Ryan's Daughter.
Are they romantic films?
Well, Brief Encounter was. Do you remember when they meet on the railway station?
And
yeah.
It was redone
Black
a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, big actor.
Oh, see, because you're remembering the first. I've never seen it the first time around.
Oh, I went to the cinema to see it.
Did you?
And the usherette showed me to my seat.
That's probably my mum. Trevor Howard.
Oh, dear. Right.
Son of Frankie. Right, okay.
Yeah. Alistair Sim.
Oh, God, these are really old, aren't
they?
No,
it's okay. Don't worry.
All right, okay.
And obviously he's best known for playing...
Have they all got a glass eye? Except for David Bowie.
Miss Fritton in St. Trinian's.
This is really spooky. Now, I couldn't think of who you meant. Alistair Sim, I know, is a big boss actor.
Yeah.
Okay. In the final episode of One Foot in the Grave, okay, it's the final one. Sadly, he's gone. He's gone. But they go back in time. Mm-hmm. And she wanted something to remind her of the life that she'd had, the 38 years of marriage to Victor Meldrew. And... The artist came round and she had the right ump because she had, he had painted her and him, but he was Alistair Sim. And I watched that yesterday afternoon.
Oh, God, now that is funny, isn't it?
That's spooky.
Well, I'll tell you what I like. He never signed autographs.
Right. Didn't he have any hands?
No. Hands. Give me that. No, but he was he's passionate about encouraging young actors and their talent. And George Cole, who remember was in
St. Trillions,
when he was 15, he lived with Alistair Sim and his wife for 15 years.
Really?
And appeared together in 8 films.
Really?
No, don't do that, Jimmy Savile. Really?
Roger. Was he Roger the Lodger, was he?
No, I just Stop it. You're terrible.
He must have been Roger the Lodger. I mean, come on, you don't live with someone else for 15 years, another married couple, do you?
Well, you can foster kids. What's the difference?
What, so you I'll come and live with us. Come
oh,
on.
You're just...
Oh, do you need a cuddle?
No,
yeah,
just
come on in.
Just because things climb out in, there at the moment are
climb
horrible.
Climb in with me and George. Come on. I bet you. Alistair Sim, Trevor Howard, David Bowie, go on.
Mick Jagger, man.
Yeah. Go on.
And finally, L.S. Lowry.
L.S. Lowry.
You know who he is, don't you?
He's a painter, isn't he?
Yes, an artist.
He's an artist.
He does the matchstick men and all that.
Yeah. Now, I remember the song.
There's another funny story about him, because apparently he's no longer with us, but it was a bit of an awkward so-and-so, and he didn't like people coming up to him and sort of recognising him and blah, blah, blah. And obviously they found out he was a Lancashirean chap, and they found where he lived, and he always kept an empty suitcase by the front door. So when anybody knocked on the door they didn't want to see, he'd make out he was just on his way to go somewhere.
I'm going to try that.
No, I know. I thought of you. And apparently he did it until someone said, oh, for goodness sake, please allow me, and picked the suitcase up and took him to the railway station. So he didn't bother anymore.
Yeah, was he dressed in just a towel because he just got out of the shower?
But, can you imagine? It's kind of, oh, please, allow me. And obviously he had to go with it. So I thought...
Ah, brilliant.
Oh,
so David Bowie, Trevor Howard, Alistair Sim, Mick Jagger and L.S. Lowry.
Mm.
Nothing leaps out.
No.
We'll play a quick song and then we'll come back with... we'll come back with something, I'm sure.
We'll find something.
There's a Beatle connection with these two songs. Do you know what? It says Marmalade, but I'm sure it's the Beatles version. I can hear McCartney in that. Before that, we played you... who's the bloke you used to bang the drums for him? Ringo Starr. And you're 16. 22 minutes away from 10 o'clock, the odd one out. Oh, hang on, I've moved me a bit of paper. Here it is. I think I might have cracked it.
Really?
But then,
excuse you.
That was a chair. It was a chair, Grandma. That reminds me of
my
grandma.
You always blame
the
dog, don't you, if you've got one?
Well, my grandma, whenever she used to come round, she was about sort of... she was cracking on. She was quite sort of a big woman. And whenever if she came round your house, she'd sit there for hours and she couldn't move because she struggled to get out. She had a walking stick. And when she did get up, eventually... you'd always hear her... And my mum always used to blame me because she knew it was her, but she didn't want to make her feel bad.
I know, that's nice.
So I get a clip round the ear for something I didn't do.
Done for a change.
Plus, I've got to put up with the smell that's left behind. David Bowie, Trevor Howard, Alistair Sim, who used to look...
dealt it, do you remember?
But I don't think we can blame Alistair Sim for that one.
Sorry.
But he used to get dressed up as a woman.
He did.
In St. Trinian's.
Of course.
David Bowie used to...
Dressing up
as a woman as well. Mick Jagger, I'm heard, used to wear women's underwear years ago. So is it anything to do with cross-dressing, wearing makeup or being...
No.
Are you sure?
It's just your mind.
And L.S. Lowry would sneak in and paint them all. So he's the odd one out because he would paint them. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Is it something to do with eyes?
No.
Because old David Bowie's got a different colour eye.
And a false one, a glass one, apparently.
And a spare one, apparently. Trevor Howard, big boss actor. Alistair Sim, big boss actor. David Bowie he's been in a fair few films. Is it anything to do with acting? Anything to do with films at all?
No.
Were there any sexual problems?
Yeah.
No.
We still haven't got that for a jingle.
No. I've sat through three episodes now.
I'll tell you what, that L.S. Lowry, apparently the Lowry in Salford Keys was opened in 2000 at a cost of £106 million and holds the world's largest collection of his artwork. And in the days when he had no sketchbook, he used to draw on the back of envelopes, serviettes and cloakroom tickets. I wish I could find one of them.
Cool, that'd be worth a fair old bit. I'd like to have a word with him now. Say, oi.
I quite like your stuff.
Well, I wouldn't actually. I'd say, look, paint something, you know, that looks proper. You paint matchstick men. Doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's art. You see, I don't really get it, do you? When they go to these galleries and stuff and go, oh, my word, can you feel it? Can you see what's happening here? And I'm like, no.
So.
Mm-hmm. You've got no idea, have you?
I have got no idea. I would lean towards Ellis Lowry being the odd one out, but that would be too easy. And I'm sure that he's not.
Wrong.
So I'm going to give it some more thought. They've all done a bit of acting, with the exception of L.S. Lowry. Have they all had a song written about them?
No.
Right.
I'm sure. Just checking my notes. No.
Right, okay. Because Cher Lloyd, she did a song last year, Swagger Jagger.
Who did?
Cher Lloyd.
Oh, her.
She's on the X Factor.
Minnie Biffa.
Yeah. Minnie Biffa, yeah. I'm sure there's a Centurion song out there. Ellis Lowry had the song written about him by, who was it? Peters and Lee? No, it was it Someone and Someone?
Peters and Lee?
Who was it? They painted Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs.
Who was that? It's going to irritate me.
Brian
now.
And Michael.
Brian, yeah.
Brian and Michael. All right. So it's not that then?
No.
All right then. So
funny
to,
enough.
We'll have to come back then. I saw this lot on Jonathan Ross last week, and they were absolutely fantastic, and
okay.
They're so, so funny. Madness.
I thought I'd seen you round before. Then you came knocking on my door. You were.
You know I'll bring her in some.
Holly's searching. Do you know what? Talking of searching, earlier on we got frustrated. Earlier on, because you said your son is 15 over the weekend.
He is.
Bless him. Mm. Okay, another year. but he's going to the cinema with a load of mates. And, mm-hmm. and you came in and said, have a look at the film he's going to see. It was, what was it? Movie 53.
43. I said 53, it's 43.
So I went searching for movie 53, couldn't find it anywhere, got really frustrated, asking Google, you know.
It wouldn't give us anything, would it?
No, and it just got even more. All I want to know is what the film is, and it went in all these places where you can see films. I don't want to know where I can see them. I want to know what the film's all about.
True.
So anyway, I was getting stressed and stroppy. We stumbled upon this website, and we typed in movie 43.
And it came up with... The only 40.
This is 40.
Yeah,
and so we started watching this film, and it's obviously a new film because it's out 2000. Well, it was out late last year. So this is for, and it's absolutely
hysterical.
Fantastic. All the way, the clips that we saw all the way through, we were laughing at.
Yes.
And then we saw another clip, and that was funny.
We saw
as well.
Legs in the air first, didn't we?
It was hilariously funny. So we're checking that out this weekend. This is 40, but. You've got to see the first one first. Apparently, there's
Knocked
there's
up.
The sequel, Knocked Up. Mm. So we want to see that one
that's,
first.
That conjures things to the mind, doesn't it?
It does. Anyway, I suggested maybe we go and see that film. This is 40.
It looked better than the one Jack's going to go and see, didn't it?
We did eventually find that, and we thought, what a load of old tosh.
Yeah, it was.
We did.
Didn't get it at all.
Hugh Jackman was in it.
Yeah, loads of people. Kate Winslet
was in it. Loads of famous people, but it just looked like a load of old.
Tosh.
Yeah, we can say tosh. Anyway, we highly recommend This Is 40, Knocked Up. In the next hour of the show, we shall come back with The Answer To.
And you haven't had any help at all.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. Michelle did get on the phone and she did sort of, you know, lead me in the right direction. Mm. But when I gave her the answer, she said, I hadn't thought that far ahead. So we kind of got it between us.
Okay.
So David Bowie, Trevor Howard, Alistair Sim, Mick Jagger and L.S. Lowry. I know the answer, but if you want to, you know, play along for a point at home.
A point.
240666. Or you can email studio@vectorsradio.com. Also in the next hour of the show.
What men think about women and makeup.
Right.
How much TV do we watch? Funny news story. And I'm going to tell you how many hearts I've got at home.
How many hearts you got at home? All right, you can pick the next song. Do you want Aswad, some Chris Difford, or some Rihanna?
A bit of sexy Rihanna.
I knew he was going to go for Rihanna. Do you know what? This is a current tune.
Yeah, I've got it queued up.
It's a current tune featuring Mickey Echo.
Oh, it's not the depressing one, is it?
Oh, is it?
No, that one where it's a bit slow. I don't like that one.
Oh, I think that's it. Stay, it's called. You don't want that depressing song.
No, I don't want
song,
that
then.
Depressing. We want fun.
All right, then. So, all right, let's go for a bit of Chris Difford, then.
Difford.
Listen to the lyrics to this, because it's a great story to this. There we Yeah, that's the Rolling Stones, Dance Part 1. And before that, their first ever UK hit single, which didn't even make the top 20 back in 1963. So we're talking 50 years ago. 50 years ago this July, 1963, with Come On, which was a great song. You were actually doing a little bit of a twist to that. I don't know whether you noticed.
No, I got Savita's dance. My nana used to have that, bless. You know, when your leg starts twitching.
Yeah, my nana had someone else that started twitching. look, I reckon I've worked out the odd one out. Okay. Mm-hmm. We set you this about 40 minutes ago, and I did have a little bit of help from Michelle. I was going to say, I did have a little bit of Michelle, but no, I did have a little bit of help from Michelle. Who told me she was just got out of the shower and she's dripping wet.
She's now, told you that before. You
why
know?
Would a woman tell you that?
Why? I wonder.
Right, so, David Bowie. Not a glass eye.
She got a one towel round her or she just got out of the shower? Put you right off, isn't it?
David Bowie, Trevor Howard, Alistair Sim, Mick Jagger, Ellis Lowry was the five that you had to work out an odd one out from.
All blokes.
I first of all thought it was Ellis Lowry because he probably had painted all the rest of them. Mm-hmm. But that's not right. Was it a song all about certain people? Because Swagger Jagger was a hit for Cher Lloyd last year. Lowry had a song written about him back in the 1978. It was number one, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I bet you loved that, didn't you? It was one of those. It was a great song, wasn't it?
Oh, it's all right.
And I think there's somebody's written a song about David Bowie, I'm sure, but it wasn't any of that. So I've forgotten what the answer was. I'd worked it out.
You're still in the shower.
Hang on, it's coming to me. Hang on, what did she say to me? Do you know what I am? I've worked out the answer, now I've forgotten what it is.
Do you want me to help you?
Perhaps Michelle will phone us from the shower. I don't know.
Do you want the answer?
Who did we work it out as then? Do you know what? My mind has gone absolutely blank.
Did she use shower gel or soap?
Shower gel or soap. Are you trying to put me off or are you trying to give me a clue?
No, do you want me to put you out of your misery?
Go on, give us a clue. What did she
refused.
Leave me?
Refused.
Oh, yes, it was that one, wasn't it? It was, it was all to do with knighthoods.
Yes.
All to do with knighthoods. And,
a little snort then.
Yeah. Hiya!
Hiya! Kermit, my love. Oh, I'm glad we think we're funny.
Yeah, we are the only ones. You realise that, don't you? The rest of them are just thinking, well, hang on a minute. The men in white coats will be around soon to take them away. So we reckon that Mick Jagger accepted his knighthood. All the rest were offered and it was turned down.
Correct. Mick Jagger accepted in 2003, the same year that David Bowie refused his knighthood. And Ellis Lowry, still to this date, holds the record for the most rejected British honours.
Really?
Mm.
Well, so he just...
He's had loads thrown at him. He said no, thanks.
No, right.
Maybe, no. What does LS stand for? I don't know what LS stands for. Why do people do that? You know,
what,
like just
LS?
Have... No, do
well,
their initials.
You do. Maxine A.L. for an S on your Facebook page. Tell us. Tell us why you do that.
Why did you
why
go...
Why do people do that? Well, you do it. Why?
I know. I didn't do that, actually. I didn't do it.
Well, it's on your Facebook. No. Maxine A.L. for an S.
Gonzo set me up. He
Gonzo.
Did it.
What am I looking for? I was looking for something, wasn't I?
You
S.
You,
L.S. Lowry. Right, okay.
LS. What does LS stand for?
Lawrence Stephen Lowry.
Oh.
Was an English artist born in Sheffield.
Salford.
Many of his drawings and paintings depict Pendlebury, where he lived and worked for over 40 years, and Salford and its surrounding areas. He was born in 1887.
Died in 1968.
1976.
Oh.
He was cracking on, didn't he? He had a good year,
yeah,
didn't he?
But I said he was a grumpy old so-and-so.
He
I do
was.
Like the suitcase story. I think that's well funny.
Yeah. No, good. Oh, we've learned something anyway.
We have. Would you refuse it on honour? You know, if there's a likelihood of you actually getting offered one. I mean, let's face it.
Let's see what the honour is first.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to be a good one,
no,
let's be honest.
And it wouldn't be for the most travelled man either, would it?
Yeah, no, that'll be the most untravelled man.
Are you
man.
Getting a sweat on because you're going to ride next week?
Yeah, I am. We were just talking about it off air. I'm going to the dentist next week. And I'm kind of stressed about it.
Have you got Euros? Your passport?
I've got to take my passport, yeah, no. I am a bit worried.
Oh, bless. Do you want to come and hold your hand?
Do they still have parking?
Listen, if you're a good boy, you get a sticker.
Yeah, good. Hey, look, I've got something to make you laugh in a mo.
Oh, go on.
Blimey. Ain't that
we
on,
need
is
one.
It? That is Billy Joel, All For Laying It. Something to make you crease up with laughter next, all right? You know, it's a really good song, I like that. It's Billy Joel and All For Lena. It's 20 past 10, this is Vectis Radio. It's Macro and Max here until 1 o'clock today. 1 o'clock, it's Jonathan Bacon, Jono Bacon with the Slice of Bacon show, Friday afternoon, 1 till 3. Mm. Wham Bam Alamo with Rock and Roll Marco. And
good old Marco.
5 o'clock, it's Head Funk with Tom. And then 7 o'clock, it's... can you remember who's here at 7
no.
o'clock? Hang on, his ego's just arrived. It arrives hours before
is that
him.
Gordon Cooper.
It is Gordon Cooper, yes. Gordon is here between 7 and 11 tonight.
Oh,
so that's how we shape up for the rest of the day. Now, I've got something to make you laugh.
Come on, then.
All right? Honestly, I know that it's guaranteed to make you crease up. I want you to go back in time,
mm-hmm.
go back through the studios, mm-hmm. okay? We were here.
Yes.
You know, we've been here for almost 2 years. We were at that other place in the town, weren't we? Okay.
Thingy Street, Crockers,
yeah.
I mean, no.
Then we were at Newport Football Club
yeah,
for a time,
then we
but
were,
only a very
then
short...
Then we were in the closet.
Yeah.
Apparently, and we came out.
Apparently, you know, because if you go back to that studio.
Which one?
Because I know that somebody tells us about this story lots and lots and lots. We're at the old studio where you can reach across and you can touch both sides.
Mm.
There's not enough room for both of us to fall off our
no.
chairs.
You need to get on, didn't you?
Honestly, if you fell off the chair, you'd hit yourself on the wall. You know what I mean? And you'd get wedged. That was how small it was. But just go back in time, close mm-hmm. your eyes, and see if you can remember when you first heard this.
Bought you them as well.
I know they're around somewhere.
They're still around somewhere.
I like the way he runs out of gas at the end. It's
remember.
Just so funny. But yeah, I say
we did have a thing about Sooty and Sweep, didn't we?
We did. I mean, I'm not interested in Sooty. Sweep was the one for me. He was just so funny because he had some character and you could understand every word.
But you only had to look at the puppet even before he did anything. It's just funny, isn't it?
But when you see him doing Stevie Wonder, I just call to say I love
yes.
you. He's actually wearing the Stevie Wonder glasses
and his head's going to one side.
And it's the funniest thing ever. Anyway, over Christmas...
Harry H. Corbett.
It was originally Harry H. Corbett,
is
yeah.
it his son that does it now, or his nephew?
No, he's sold it on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, but over Christmas, I was looking for, you know, things to watch on YouTube, and I managed to find Sweep's Greatest Hits.
No, give me a break.
I'm not kidding you. There's a whole montage of his hits.
Just doing the same thing.
Sweep does Pavarotti.
Oh, I remember that.
Sweep
no, do.
Does a song about his garden. Honestly, it's fabulous. I'm going to play that between now and 12 o'clock. All right.
You're going to have Sweep moments then.
Sweep, we could do Sweep moments. After the 10 o'clock news, we'll do Sweep moments.
We've done the Stones, we've done Meatloaf, we've done them all, but you haven't heard Sweep.
I'm just looking at Sweep now. This is funny. He's got. Sweep's got a pair of goggles on and a little helmet.
A what? A helmet?
He's got a little rubber helmet on it. And he's a pilot.
So remember that as well. I do.
Sweep's a pilot. Biggles. Sweep was in the RAF.
As if you take him seriously. Oh, lovely.
He was playing Superdog at the time. Anyway, see?
You really are seven, aren't you? You really are.
Anyway, it's... it's 24 minutes past 10.
Then, we'll be back to Vectis Radio.
You're listening to Vectis Radio.
A normal service will be resumed after this link.
Make a real difference in 2013. It's time to order your stationery from Wave Office Supplies. Units 1B, Lake Industrial Way, Newport Road.
Mornings on Vectis Radio.
What other radio station would play then? That's Jimi Hendrix, back from 67, and Burning of the Midnight Lamp. We don't hear enough Hendrix on the show. It's 25 to 11. You're listening to Vectis Radio. Normal service has been resumed, although I don't know how long
long
for.
We can maintain it.
Let's get something out of the way first of all. We were talking, was it makeup we're going to do now?
Yeah, makeup.
Okay, we're going to talk
men
makeup.
Yeah, what men think about makeup for women.
Men
yeah.
and makeup. Go on, then.
I'm doing it
over
now.
Over to you. Should we do? I'll tell you what. No.
I thought we were doing Sudsy.
Well, look.
That's we're his best fans.
Over Christmas, I was trying to find as many clips as possible, and I didn't see this one at all. And I saw it there, and I thought, I was just gazing and looking at a picture, trying to work out who it was. And then it kind of just registered, and I thought, oh, that is just marvellous. Mm. That is just totally wicked. So you may have heard a sneaky peeky preview of this.
Inanna's back again.
So have a listen and see if you can guess who. And he's just fallen off the stage.
Oh, don't you just love him? He's better than Lady Gaga.
My gran's just walked in.
She's featuring a lot today, isn't she, Nan?
How brilliant is that?
Are we going to do sooty moments then?
I think we should. There's another one here I can click on. It's got him with a drum kit and a funny hat on. I don't know what he's supposed to be there, but maybe we could do that in a moment. What should we do? Alice Cooper, or do you want some Brother Beyond? Oh, let's do some Brother Beyond. Mm. Something happy-go-lucky from around 1988, I think this was. He Ain't No Competition. Straight after this, we're talking makeup. Mm. Yeah? Mm. All right. Okay. Brother Beyond, He Ain't No Competition. This is Vectis Radio. It's 19 minutes away from 11. Got to say good morning to Kevin Daniels over there in Spain. Hi, Kev.
Valencia.
Costa Kev. Mm-hmm. You're sweeping over the ads, was the message. Yeah, we do apologise.
Yeah.
We do apologise.
For that minor error.
We've got more sweep coming your way. We've found it.
And we have an exclusive.
Yeah, we reckon we've got an interview.
With him next Friday. So if you want to send your questions in, you can email them.
Right, okay. We're going to do makeup now.
Mm.
Go on, and over to you.
Over to me. Well, I'm quite surprised about this. Gwen Stefani recently revealed that her husband prefers her appearance with makeup on than without.
Right.
Okay. And a poll found that 73% of men would prefer their partner to wear makeup at all times, with smoky eyes their favourite look.
Right, okay.
While the vast majority of men said they prefer women to wear makeup at all times, 21% admitted they only like their ladies to be dolled up for events and occasions, while a mere 6% prefer the natural look.
Right, okay.
This survey was carried out online by Essential.com, and it revealed that men most prefer the smoky eye look, often seen on celebrities like Kate Moss, Gwen Stefani, and the Duchess of Cambridge.
Hang on, which one's the Duchess of Cambridge?
Kate Moss. No, not Kate Moss. Kate.
Oh, yeah,
Kate,
that's her, yeah.
Kate Wales.
Yeah, Kate Wales. Williams, Mrs. Yeah, okay.
Apparently, this look is voted top because it's timeless and makes a woman look sexy and mysterious. And that's sort of, then it's followed by lip colour and even skin tone in the poll of 1,000 men. Now, I do like wearing makeup, as you well know.
Yeah.
But I'm quite surprised because a lot of chaps, ex-boyfriends and stuff.
Yeah. Also wear makeup. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I painted a red blob on the end of
mine. I did go out with one, actually, that wore makeup. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. He was in a band called Fiat Lux.
Fiat Lux?
Yes.
Didn't they ever hit?
Yeah.
Hang on, let's look them up.
We were talking about makeup.
Yeah, no, let's
His name was David. I can't remember his so anyway.
All right, Fiat.
I'm surprised.
Fiat, as in the car, Fiat.
Yeah.
Fiat Lux.
L-U-X. They were on the old grey whistle test.
No top 40 hits then. I'm just going to type in Fiat Lux. It would probably be a car, wouldn't it? Was it named after a car?
No. I don't know why it's called Fiat.
I'll tell you.
I thought we were talking about makeup.
It wasn't the first time, was it? In a Fiat Lux. It's all about you. He wanted to call it Fiat Max, but that would have been too obvious, so he called it Fiat Lux.
Yeah.
Fiat Lux. L-U-X.
He was from Wakefield.
L-U-X as in soap?
L-U-X as in the soap, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that still out there, Lux soap?
I think so, yeah.
That's going back a few. I thought we were talking makeup.
We'll come back to that. We lost the thread, but we'll get it back.
We'll get
Fiat
it back.
Fiat Lux. They had a song called Secrets.
Yes.
Is that the song? Secrets.
One of them, yeah.
I wonder if you're in the video. Fiat Lux Secrets.
Look for smoky eyes.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're all wearing makeup.
Yeah, I know, they did.
Eyeliner.
The one, David, is the blonde one with the spiky hair.
Oh, right, that's him there, yeah. He's bent over.
Pardon?
Bit of a worry. Anyway, yeah, no, this is them.
Yes. Secret.
I can't believe. Okay, this is. I mean, just we come back to the makeup in a minute. We've broken
this
the string.
This is more interesting.
Well, look, I've just typed in on YouTube "secrets Fiat Lux." Mm-hmm. It's come up, okay. And you know when you get a load of other choices as well. Like there's another Fiat Lux thing here as well. There's a rare promotional video. There's them live on stage, and also sooty sweep squeakiest moments has come up as well. He's getting everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's a superstar.
Can't get away from this guy. Anyway,
oh dear.
Where were we? Makeup.
Oh, I can't be bothered now.
So what was the question again?
I'm quite surprised that men want the full look.
What, of wearing makeup?
Of wearing makeup.
Yeah, I don't...
Because generally, I've found that men say, oh, I much prefer you when you haven't got any makeup on, which I think, you know, a bit suspect.
I was watching David Cameron yesterday, because as you know...
Does he wear makeup?
Well, he gave a few speeches yesterday. Yeah, probably does. He probably does.
Well, they wear foundation for telly, don't they?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Now, he must get up in the morning and have to wear makeup because he's always on the telly.
That's a good point.
So does he wear makeup all the time?
And does he cleanse, tone and moisturise?
Shall we send him an email?
Shall we?
Never mind the economy.
We in the
know. And
the EU. Do you take your makeup off at night before you go to bed?
Or does your wife do it for you?
Do you use wipes?
And have you got any tips for the men?
Yeah. Do you have open pores?
Office furniture need a new lease of life for 2013, then it's time to go to Wave Office Supplies. Check them out, www.waveofficesupplies.co.uk.
Warnings on Vectis Radio.
Eyes down, it's bingo night. Thursday nights at the Isabel Centre. Starts 7:30 p.m. It's 50 pence entry. More info at www.theisabelcentre.co.uk.
White Office Equipment. For all your computer repairs, you'll find us. up the high street in Sandown, between the Co-op and Sainsbury's on the opposite side. Oh, and by the way, we have computer peripherals as well. Why not pop in and see us? That's White Office Equipment, High Street, Sandown.
Hi, I'm Oliver Atwood. I'm 17 years old, I live in Newport and I'm currently unemployed and looking for work. I prefer a job in hospitality due to its importance on a tourism island. I think I would suit this job because I know from my past experience working in a hotel that I enjoy the fast-paced environment of hospitality. If given the opportunity to work in hospitality, I bring my past experience, hard-working nature and passion into the job. If you'd like to contact me, phone me on 07 8966 11208. That's 07 8966 11208. Thanks for your time.
That's better. White Fibre, the local fibre optic broadband supplier. Challengers to beat your current deal.
WhiteFibre.com.
Hi there. This is Pete B, otherwise known as Prince Pete. You can hear me every Saturday between 5pm and 8pm on the Glitz and Glam Show. Be there and let me take you back in time.
Vectis Radio. Radio for the Isle of Wight and beyond.
The Friday morning show, Mecca's Fun Time with the Floozy, is brought to you by Personalise. We offer hire services for weddings, christenings, birthdays, corporate events, proms and balls. Personalise your special days. Call 01983 525 747.
Joe, I love that song. 5,000 volts. Honey, I'm on my way. I'm on fire. I just realised it.
Oh, it's just been one of those mornings.
I've just realised it's not a phone call. Honey, I'm on my way. I'm on fire. Put the dinner on. Gary Clale before that. And Human Nature. It's 13 minutes after 11. We've got phone in today. We're talking hobbies.
Mm.
And there are many, many hobbies. I mean, some of which I don't consider a hobby. You just mentioned one then.
Well, I've got the top 50 popular
Well,
ones.
Let's just tackle one. You just mentioned reading.
Reading is
that
is
a hobby?
Yeah, because it's an interest in certain books, don't you? You might like certain authors, so you read the books and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's escapism, isn't it?
So reading certain people's books, that's a hobby, yeah. Mm. I mean, because we all read the paper, or we read websites, or we read something, texts.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put it down as a hobby. So it's reading a book then?
Books.
Okay, all right, so hobbies. I mean, I'm a wine maker and a wine drinker. Trouble is, the wine, you know, making takes too long.
You have to drink it, don't you? To see if it's all right.
Yeah.
But number 17, we had a little...
What was number 17?
Begins with S, remember?
Oh, yeah, because I said...
I knew what you were going to say.
Was it sex?
No, sleeping.
Sleeping. How can that be a hobby? That's a real hobby. I mean, that's like, a real silly thing, isn't it?
And number 21, we had a little snigger at too, didn't we?
What was number 21, then?
Church activities.
Church activities. Oh, for goodness sake.
Did you go to Sunday school?
Yeah, we were made.
Yeah.
And this kind of leads us on to the next...
elaborate. Yeah, I'm trying to get where you're coming from.
The next subject, which is the things that you never told your mum.
Aye.
We went to Sunday school.
But you didn't. You sneaked off somewhere else.
We went once. Mm. They made me play with this Play-Doh that made me feel sick. So me and my other brothers, and they were older than me, so they should take the blame for it.
Mm.
They decided that every Sunday after that they weren't going to go, and you have to pay some kind of subs or something in there, every week when you go.
I suppose you did.
So you had to pay something or other. We spent the money on sweets and went to the park.
Thought you were going to say pub then.
No, we were only about 5, 6, and 7, something
early,
like that.
Early start.
Yeah.
It's been known.
So that's what we never ever told.
Yeah, I loved Sunday school.
Isn't it funny, when you get older, you realise why your mum used to send you to Sunday school.
What, so they could have a lie in?
No, worse than that, she was in between husbands. She'd get a man in.
A man in. Yeah. A man that can.
A man that did.
On a Sunday. Before you rose.
You knew when it was all over.
Do you think they still have Sunday schools? I don't think they do, you know.
I don't know.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, look, this is another Sunday.
Sunday schools, yay.
The things we don't go to anymore.
Sunday school. Now, why did they call it school? Because you did sort of like... art and craft and stuff.
They're playing with that Play-Doh stuff. It was foul. It was really horrible.
Plasticine in my day.
Anyway, I've managed to find Sweep's Greatest Hits. Okay? It's coming your way. You've been warned. After David McWilliams. Not Williams. Williams. Sounds like Keith on the phone, doesn't it?
Her race is almost
run. That's David McWilliams and the days of Pearly Spencer. It's 20 past 11. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God, yes.
I don't think I could laugh anymore today, actually.
I've got jawache.
My belly's had a workout this morning. It has.
Up and down.
So anyway, I've managed to track down Sweep singing his greatest hits. Okay, So are you ready for this? It lasts for about 4 minutes.
Oh gosh! So,
Here we go. See if you can guess the songs.
English Garden thing.
You should see his hat. Oh, look at his hat. He's got a little scarf on as well. Oh. All right, so that's one out of one. Play along at home. Oh, it's an oldie.
I'm not getting this one.
We played it before. Stevie Wonder.
Is it?
Yeah. I just called this.
He looks like he's having a Trump.
Not content.
He's having a dream.
Pavarotti and Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Now he's dreaming he's Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
He's still a quiff.
He sounds more Shaky Stevens to me.
Shaking sweepings.
Yeah, shaking sweep.
He's got a little quiff.
I can see it.
Next.
What's the next one? I like the clapping.
And now, saints preserve us. He's dreaming that the Sweep family are the Beach Boys.
Or whatever.
Barbara. You don't speak Sweep, do you?
No.
Barbara. It's about seven of them. Is that like a swarm of bees?
You'll be all right when you interview him, because you understand him more than I do.
He's got a halo and some wings. Oh, Jill, there must be about one more. Here we go.
Here to sing Nessar Dorma from Puccini's Turandot is one of the most outstanding performers in the world. Luciano Sweeperotti, up in the box there.
Sweeperotti.
He's got a bow tie on.
He can get the high notes, can't he? It must be something to do with that hand.
Big finish, come on, big
on,
finish.
Build it up.
Oh,
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, dear.
I think that's it.
Oh, I can't take it anymore.
This is greatest hits. I can't wait for the new album. Can you?
New album.
Brand new album out soon. We'll come back with Samantha Sang. You listen to Vectis Radio. It's Mecca and Max here until 1 o'clock. Jonathan is here from 1 till 3, and then Wham Bam Alama, Rock and Roll with Marco from 3 through till 5.
We're going for a lie down. Not-
Time to make your office stand out in 2013. Go to Wave Office Supplies and kit out your office. www.waveofficesupplies.co.uk.
I can feel a duet coming on with Sweet.
You and Sweet.
Oh, that's Samantha Sang and Emotion. I've got to tell you about our website. We've got a brand new website. Now, you didn't like it two weeks ago.
I didn't.
Because it was the old one that was revamped.
It was, yeah.
And we've changed some colours on it and done a few other things. And it looks quite spectacular.
I do like it now, yeah.
So you can you can now log on to things. You can click on buttons and they work. And there's lots of players on there where you can listen to old shows. You can listen to the phone-in from Monday to Friday on there. It's got a phone-in button. If you like the Rockmeister, you can listen to his show again.
Have a look in the Rogues Gallery and see us all.
The Rogues Gallery. I've actually put some pictures in, not the Rogues Gallery, but the character pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I've added a picture of what Ambrose looks like. he's missing quite a few teeth.
Yeah, I thought he might be.
And funny enough, I got down to Peter Harris from Seaview.
From Seaview.
And it wouldn't accept his picture because I nicked it off Facebook.
Really?
Tried to load it onto the website and it wouldn't accept it. Oh. And then from there on in, I couldn't load any more pictures on it. So Pete Harris from Seaview has corrupted our website. There was a lovely picture of Arthur. It was a pillar box.
Yeah.
I didn't have a picture of Arthur, so I just stuck a pillar box on it. There's a few others as well. So yeah, there's a few others too. But anyway, check out the website because there's lots of detail on there. And if you've missed any of the shows, that you can have a listen again. If you've missed this show, then you're lucky. But you can hear it again. Just click on. You've got to click on your page, Max's page, and then it's easy. Just download it. Anyway, we were going to do TV now.
We were.
So let's talk about TV.
Mm.
Do we watch too much? Is the question you were going to ask, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Apparently. An average 70-year-old, if you're lucky to reach 75, will have spent, wait for it, 12 of their years watching television.
12?
12 years. And that's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
12?
12 years watching television, right, apparently. So I've got the pros and cons for watching television. I mean, it's like everything, like a bag of crisps. The occasional one is fine as long as, you know, you're not having them every day, right, television. So apparently, children under 3, apparently, from this doctor, Sigmund says, of the British Psychological Society, says that all children under 3 should be banned from watching any television. Teenagers should be limited to 1.5 hours and adults 2 hours a day.
2 hours a day, is
yeah.
that all?
Yeah.
Mind you, I only watch about...
Because I then started to work it out.
Yeah.
Right? The average 6-year-old will have already watched more than one full year of their lives watching television.
Blimey.
It's not good, is it? And about half of children now have a TV set in their bedrooms. My oldest does.
Yeah. My mum used to work at Radio Rentals. I think that's where the TV comes
Radio
from.
Yeah, Radio Rentals. You used to have a book, didn't you? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she used to work there in Newport Amride.
They're not around anymore.
No, they're not. Yeah, I'm putting that on the list. Things you don't do anymore. Rent a TV. No one rents a TV anymore, do they?
I remember renting a VCR.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, anyway, back to the TV section. We've got health issues linked to TV viewing, negative, and we've got positive. So can you think of any of the negative things for watching too much TV?
You get square eyes.
Like our mums used to tell us. Well, that's not down here, but yeah, you're
really?
Right. Oh, no, it was if you sat too close to it. You...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get square eyes. That's what she's
saying.
Because
the TV's square.
And if you don't eat your greens, you won't get a hairy chest.
Yeah, for God's sake. Well, apparently...
No, Mum. Look at my sister. She's got a hairy chest.
She's got a hairy chest. Well, apparently, negative issues are obesity, violent behaviour, back pain and bad posture.
Yeah,
short-sightedness. So I give you square eyes. Okay.
Who said that?
But listen to this one. Have you ever heard of this? Watching too much TV gives you early puberty.
Really?
What's that all about?
How can you get early puberty for that? You don't get so close.
You're going to get your puberty.
How ridiculous is that?
Well, this is. Well, no, I can't believe it. So anyway, your positives.
Yeah.
It helps forge social bonds, aids speech development, helps with understanding and education, and...
That's what you're watching.
Yeah. And raise awareness of important issues and current affairs. Not that my 15-year-old watches much current affairs. But, yeah, so there you go. Too much TV can give you early puberty.
That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Don't get too close to that. You'll have to do your bikini line again. Deborah Harry, as she was known back then, French Kissing in the USA, which was a song that was written by the Thompson Twins. We got
seen
all
them.
Serious then.
Yeah.
It's been far from serious the last couple of hours. I'm sure the men in white coats are waiting outside. Hang on. Hang on, it's not your turn yet. It's 20 to 12. You listen to Vectis Radio. It's Macca and Max. Now, I set you a task a couple of weeks ago because we were talking about collections. Mm. And I've got another task to set. But how did you get on with this one?
With my hearts.
Yeah, how many
I
hearts?
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Because, you sound like Victor Meldrew then. Now, because we mentioned hobbies, hobbies is coming up in the phone today. Collections.
Things you collect, yeah.
You said, I don't collect anything. And then,
hang on a minute. Yeah, I collect sort of hearts. Mm.
Go on, so how many hearts?
Have a guess.
23?
This is like going for things like dishes, candles, hanging hearts on doors,
people's hearts you've broken over the years. That bloke from Fiat Lux, MP, Frank Worthington. The list is endless. I'm raising my number. It's not going to be 23. It's going to be closer to 43.
No. It's in three figures.
You're joking.
No, this is not broken hearts. You know what I'm talking
about.
No,
I know, but there must be a few of them on the way as well. I'll count them
That's
in two.
Another category.
Are they in a jar in vinegar? Been pickled? Go on, how many?
148.
148 hearts.
I couldn't believe it.
That's
yeah,
brilliant.
And they're like lights, and I just could not believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. You better believe it.
So you got 143.
Yeah, 148. Yeah.
148, that's incredible.
And I have no doubt I'll get some more as well.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And funny enough, when I did it, on the Sunday, my neighbour came around and... I said, what's this all about? She said, I didn't get you anything at Christmas. And I said, well, I didn't get you anything at Christmas this year. She said, well, you had such a year, you deserve something more than me. And she bought me, what's my favourite colour?
Pink.
Correct. Correct.
1 point. You passed on one.
You passed on.
I've apologised for that. you'll lose better than ours.
And she bought me 4 pink heart dishes for like putting dips in and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
How was that? And I said, I've got a count. So actually, I didn't add that on.
Hang on.
So that's
152.
152,
yeah, 152. You're right.
You used your fingers. You're worse than me.
All right, okay. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, 152.
That's good. Right, next challenge.
Yeah, what is it?
You mentioned how long we watch television for, and you mentioned somebody that in a lifetime you'd watch
12
years of TV. Uh-huh. Right. Up until your last birthday, all right, I want you to work out. Let's make a list.
Oh, this sounds complicated.
Up until your last birthday, how many hours do you reckon you've slept?
What?
How many hours you reckon you've slept in your life? Okay. how many hours?
This is oh,
slept
God.
Right.
Right.
How many hours? Married.
Hours.
Yeah. How many married hours?
Oh, I could do that's easy.
Yeah. How much time TV? Yeah. How much time watch TV?
This is serious homework. I've got housework to do in between. You know.
Housework.
Oh,
there you go.
No.
How many hours housework? Right. Okay. Let's go for five. Are we gone for five? I've put sex in there as well. All right. That obviously will be a lot smaller than the rest. <All right.
laughs> How many hours?
Yeah.
So in your lifetime.
How many hours in your lifetime have you slept? How many married hours? Okay. How long do you reckon you've been watching TV for? How long have you been?
This can't be accurate though, can it?
It's a rough estimate. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, you work it out on an average week. You know. On an average, I mean, obviously, when you first got married, I would imagine, you know, it lasted longer. Now it's like, well, not last week, week before.
I have got no idea
so
working
on.
The sex one
How
out.
How much housework do you spend, you know, an hour a day?
I probably do more hours housework than you know what.
There you go. And now it's changed over the years.
Oh, isn't it?
And
give me a duster any day.
And the housework's got better.
Sure has.
And it don't roll over and blow off.
I love Mr. Sheen.
All right, so is that enough? How many other things can we chuck in there?
Oh, for goodness sake, there's five there.
All right. Housework, ironing, all that kind of stuff. There you go. There's your homework.
I've written it down.
Okay, well, all right. I've got mine as well. Do you want me to do mine as well?
No, I'm not doing you. Do your own.
No, I'll do mine and we'll compare.
And we'll compare.
Go compare.
Don't compare.
Go compare. We're back with Dave Clark 5 and 2 ticks. It's 11:45. Mornings on Vectis Radio. Watch me now. Now, the one people remember is the Contours version, Do You Love Me, which was in Dirty Dancing, wasn't it? But that's Dave Clark 5. They also had a hit with it back in the 1960s. It's 9 minutes away from 12. Phone in here in a wee while. We're talking hobbies. We're talking things you didn't tell your parents and the things we don't do anymore. So looking forward to that. Look, it should be good. Right now, though, it's the news, the funny news story of the week. Another snort.
Sorry. It appears the beer industry has gone to the dogs after one brewery has decided to launch its very own hooch for pooches.
Right.
Bottles of dog grog are being snapped up in the city of Bend in Oregon, where Boneyard Brewery creates a selection of bespoke beers. Described as a healthy, nutritional liquid treat for your best friend, the bear bunch.
That's all, folks.
Oh dear God. Oh, I like it. The beer can be served on its own or poured over food. There's no alcohol in the doggy brew, which is packed full of vegetables and spices, including ginger, cinnamon, and honey. The beverage is the brainchild of Boneyard Brewery taster Daniel Keaton, who says his own dog just can't get enough of the stuff. Two things have become part of the Bend lifestyle are beer and dogs. Visit Bend's CEO, and then we've got the website. So to create something that would take advantage of the two, we thought, what a brilliant idea. Initially, people have to look twice at the label, he added. Then they ask us, is this really for dogs? And listen to this. In October of last year, a Scottish brewery claimed to have created the world's strongest beer. What do you think the percentage was?
Beer.
And it's called Amagregadon.
Right, okay. I would imagine the strongest beer I've ever tasted and bought and drank regularly was around about sort of 9.5%. So I'm.
Oh, you've got to go a lot higher.
Really? Crikey. 15?
65%.
You're joking. For a beer?
Cool, you'd only need a sip.
Well, you wouldn't want a pint, would you? Oh, it's truth. You wouldn't want a pint. That would be seriously damaging. 65%.
That could kill you, couldn't it?
If you drank enough of it, yeah. Oh, dear.
Good job I don't like beer.
You wouldn't want that, I'll tell you. You wouldn't.
There's a little doggy look.
I'll have a little bit of lemonade with that.
Have a shandy if you don't mind. Yeah.
Even that would be...
What do they say? Put a top on it?
Yeah.
A lager top or whatever.
Yeah. I've heard that somewhere before.
Oh dear.
Anyway,
just you.
Phone in is coming your way. This bit of music.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Simon Cowell.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, I do.
The rough mix.
And I remember, what was it? Posh getting played, singing when Jordan turned up at a football match singing Who Let the Dogs Out. Do you remember? Yeah. Don't think they like each other.
All right, we're back after the phone in. We are talking numerous things, hobbies, don't tell your parents. Also, the things we don't do anymore. Give us a call, 240666, email studio@vectisradio.com. Here's Mr. Iggy Pop.
I am a passenger, and I ride.